Hello and welcome to the ISIS Americas podcast for Friday, 1st of June, 2018. I'm your host, David Hayden, and joining me today is markets reporter Stephen McGinn. Hello, Stephen.
Hi, David.
Stephen covers ethanol and gasoline markets for ISIS, but today's podcast is going to focus on the latter. It is the kickoff right now for summer driving season, and today is also the first day of the 2018 Atlantic hurricane season. We've seen several reports highlighting current risks facing the industry, gasoline market specifically, from what could happen if another major hurricane hits the U.S. Gulf Coast. Hurricane Harvey is still fresh in a lot of people's minds. Stephen, could you give us a brief recap of what's been going on in the gasoline market and touch a bit on takeaways from last year's hurricane season?
Yeah, sure. Again, thanks for having me on. For one, prices are up last year, almost 35% year over year, but also demand is up. Economy's running stronger. Premium octane values are really high. So we're going into a year where prices are up, but demand is up. And, you know, one of the primary takeaways we can look at from last year's hurricane season is industry's preparation. You know, the saying, Harvey overwhelmed everything. It's true. Communication between the industry and officials needs to be at the forefront. Harvey wasn't just about how plants and refineries were affected, but, you know, the people who worked there, their homes, their families, it overwhelmed everything. Going into this, you know, refiners are going to have to stock up and run even harder during these next months, you know, ahead of any storm. And that means refinery rates along the coast are probably going to rise. So what can we learn from last year is response and preparation.
It's interesting you mentioned that prices are up and demand is up for gasoline, because there was a report from Fitch Ratings earlier this week highlighting some of the risks posed to gasoline prices if the U.S. Gulf Coast should get hit by another major hurricane. They also pointed out that crude oil prices naturally are also higher year over year.
If you look at it right now, our prices right now are higher than when Hurricane Harvey hit.
You mentioned octane. Could you elaborate a bit on what's going on there?
Yeah, so our octane values, our premium octanes, and pretty much all high-octane components are on tight supply, and that's really caused an increase in the price of premium gasoline. You know, you can see it right at the pump level. Premium octane is, you know, trading up 40, 50 cents, you know, higher than just regular octane. And, you know, short reason why is just because our blending components that produce high-octane gasoline are in short supply. And there's a few factors going in there. One of the primary ones is our light. We're just producing a lot more light oil, and that heavy oil that refiners, you know, would take in would produce those components. But now, because refineries are running a little bit lighter oil, it's not producing those high octane components, and that's really caused a stress on the supply of octane.
The Energy Information Administration put out a post yesterday about gasoline futures prices being below distillate futures prices. Could you give us a brief overview of that?
Gasoline futures being below distillate futures, pretty much rare for this time of year, because as we enter into the summer months, refiners have to start cranking out summer-grade gasoline, which is more costly to produce. But what we saw this year was because we've had strong inventories on gasoline supplies and lower distillate supplies. We've had stronger diesel future prices. So, you know, we've had a colder winter that affected some consumption on heating oil. And then strong economic growth has pushed up those diesel consumption figures as well. You know, higher inventories pushing down gasoline futures, and strong consumption levels of distillate fuel are pushing those futures higher.
Summer driving season is here. What kind of expectations do you have for the next 2 months?
Well, there could be a pullback on demand, you know, if our prices keep escalating. If that Brent WTI spread keeps widening it out, we might see, you know, because RBOB is priced on a global level, but WTI is landlocked and that spread keeps widening it out. If RBOB keeps going up, there might be a pullback on demand. In essence, you can call it demand destruction. But across the U.S., you know, we're seeing that $3 a gallon threshold being pushed in the heavy urban areas, you know, Chicago and New York. You know, we're well over $3 a gallon. California, the biggest market for gasoline, you know, they're pushing $4 a gallon. So there, you know, we could start seeing some demand pullback, but you know, we're still, you know, we're still consuming a lot of gasoline.
Thanks for the update, Stephen.
You bet, dude.
And thanks for listening, everyone. As always, if you're interested in more information on what's happening in the U.S. gasoline market or any of the markets we cover, be sure to visit ICIS.com. And be sure to tune in for our next podcast.